Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Matic. He's Chris Tubbs, joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line. The quarterback, South Dakota State University, Austin Sumner. Hey, Austin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
The Jacks playing some really good football right now. Would you say that you guys are playing your best football right now?
Yeah, I would say so. And I think that's the goal for any team, just be playing their best football at the end of the year. And I'm glad it worked out for us. You know, we had some bumps in the road there early on, but it was a tough team. We fought and found our way in the playoffs.
Now, after that Missouri State game, Missouri State, the Bears, they took it to your defense pretty good. You know, all those big plays, almost 360 yards rushing. After that game, you guys are 4-4. What's the mindset in the locker room, knowing that every game for the rest of the regular season is essentially a playoff game, a must win in order to at least keep yourself in contention?
That was it. You know, every game was a must win, and you know, the seniors and the leadership of this team just kind of took it upon themselves and said, you know what, let's go as hard as we can, you know, for the next, I think it was 6 weeks or whatever, 5 or 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, go 1-0, that's our goal every week, and hopefully we can find ourselves in the playoffs at the end of this. And if not, you know, we can look back and say we had no regrets in these last six games. So that was kind of our mindset going into that.
You know, the defense, they've been playing absolutely wonderful. The rush defense with the Jacks against USD, they did it with Youngstown. They did it pretty much for Northern Arizona. How much fun is it for you as the quarterback? I know you don't spend a lot of time. I mean, you spend some time when you're not on the field talking and discussing stuff. How much time are you able to spend on the sideline watching that defense perform like it has over the last couple of weeks?
I'm usually on the phone with Coach E for a few minutes talking about you know, the looks that we're getting and mm-hmm. what happened out there on the field. But then, yeah, I get to watch those guys go to work, and that D-line, man, they've been playing fantastic. I'm glad they're on my team. You know, I'm glad I don't have to go against them.
How about those 7 sacks that the Jacks put up against Northern Arizona?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just not surprised that they're putting up those big numbers, because I've seen what they can do. You know, I feel like we have a great O-line, and sometimes in practice they make our O-line not look so great. You know, but that's just a testament to what they do. You know, and that D-line coaching staff. They work hard, and it's paid off.
You know, whenever we talk to Coach Stig, he always talks about the fat guys up front. He loves his linemen, and we look at the skill players. You know, we see what you've done, and we see what Zach does on a regular basis, and we see all these big time numbers and these plays. But as a quarterback, when you've got guys like that, how much of an advantage is it for you to have an offensive line like that and then have a guy like Zach Zenner, one of the best tailbacks in the country, that you can just hand the ball off to, and you know he's going to be able to – he's able to bust it at any given moment?
Yeah, it's really nice to have offensive line and Zach. They're just security blankets for me, really. You know, they able us to be balanced, and to win in the Missouri Valley and in the FCS, you got to have a balanced attack, I believe. You got to be able to run the ball and throw the ball. So I think – like our whole offense has come together throughout the season and mm-hmm. really, really put up an attack that's been tough to stop for teams. So hopefully we can keep that rolling through the playoffs.
Northern Arizona and South Dakota State, you guys were tied at 7 at halftime. What was Northern Arizona doing in that first half to frustrate you guys offensively?
They're getting us in tough situations. You know, first down. We had some success, but we still found our ways in third and long situations. And I mean, for any offense, it's kind of tough. We've been pretty good there the last 4 weeks, I think, 3-4 weeks. But we struggled a little bit because they brought some pressure and came up the line and pressed the receivers and made it tough for us to get open and have enough time to get open. So they did a good job of that. They're a talented defense and caused problems.
Yeah, overall, total defense, you know, Northern Arizona, number one in the Big Sky. And this week, though, you get Eastern Washington. They won the Big Sky, but you know what? They give up a lot of a lot of points. They give up a lot of yardage via the pass. Compare what Eastern Washington has defensively to what Northern Arizona had.
Schematically, I think they're just two different defenses. Northern Arizona played a bunch of man. That's what they've done all year, it looked like. And Eastern Washington is more of a zone team. They'll mix a man in there every once in a while as well. So I just think the Eastern Washington's defense is a little more base formation-wise, and but still a bunch of good athletes on the field. So we're going to have our hands full. They're a good defense, and we're going to have to do some good preparation.
He's Austin Sumner, South Dakota State quarterback, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. The Jackson, Eastern Washington, coming up this Saturday. I'm going to ask you about that turf. How can you guys prepare for that red turf? Because it's so unique, and we know Boise, everybody looks at the Smurf turf, and I think people forget that Eastern Washington, do they do things differently? I mean, how do you guys prepare for something that I don't even know that you can even really prepare for it, can you?
No, I don't think you can. But, I mean, at the same time, it's just a field. You know, it's not. I don't think it's going to pose too much an advantage for them, you know. But I don't know. I could be wrong. I haven't really
Just think if they would have made that Brandon Valley field all red when you were there. Just think how many yards you would have had there then.
Yeah. If only they would have turned it red, man, I tell you what.
That's funny. Congratulations, by the way. You got honorable mention, Missouri Valley All-Conference. You were up against some pretty tough quarterbacks this year.
Absolutely. You know, Brock and Kurt, they're great quarterbacks and worthy of what the awards they got this year. They're definitely tough competition, but that's what you get for playing at the best conference in America.
Now, I want to ask you, Zach, we're talking about the individual accolades. The Missouri Valley only got two teams, and a lot of us from the outside have said, we think the Missouri Valley might be the best conference of football in the entire country. Are you surprised that the Valley only got two teams, considering everybody that you've seen and the level of competition in the conference?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from what I've heard, it's been ranked the best conference in FCS this year, and it was just surprising to me that only NDSU and us did get in. I thought there'd be one more, maybe the Youngstown or you and I. But, I mean, in this conference, you play a bunch of really good teams. And obviously, those really good teams are going to beat up on each other. So it's tough to have those great records going in, I guess. You know, like the 10-1, 10-2 mm-hmm. kind of records. When you're playing such tough competition, maybe that's why they didn't get in. I don't know, but I'm just glad that we're in. You know,
well, you guys have been just playing some great football here in the last month. Do you think Eastern Washington will key more on you, or will they key more on Zach Zenner this weekend?
I'm sure they're gonna have they're gonna have a focus on Zach. Obviously, what he's done over the last 2 years. You know, and most teams going into the game try to take away that running game. But, I mean, it's shown to be a tough task for any defense. But really, I mean, nothing's going to change for us. We're going to keep going about our business and do whatever it takes to win.
Austin, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Congrats on the season. Good luck out at the Inferno this weekend.
Thank you very much.